Greetings, my dear yogis. This is episode 64 of the Sunrose Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly, your teacher and host. Thank you so much for joining me for this class. Today's class is a level 2-3 class that lasts about 30 minutes. I hope you love it and use this time to really dig into your practice, all of you level 2-3 folks. Our next episode is an all levels class introducing the kleshas. We'll have a few in that series coming up. Thank you so much to everyone who's connected by phone, comment, or on Facebook. You can get all of the details on how to connect at sunroseyoga.com. And at the website, sunroseyoga.com, you can also look at photos and videos of the postures and the practices, and also just see what we've been into. I occasionally include other blog posts without audio that are about the practice of yoga. So I invite you to come on over there. Thank you also to all of you who have donated to this cause. By donating, you help me keep teaching yoga. This podcast and my regular classes. If you are interested in donating in any amount, please follow the link on our site. Thank you again for joining us on this path, in this practice. I'm sending you peace in every step. Namaste. And we begin today sitting on our heels in Vajrasana, lightning bolt, bringing the palms to the heart center. Connect your thumbs with the Anahata chakra, the center of your heart, while your pinkies connect with the world. Allow your breath to drop deep into the lungs, deep into the belly, deep into the knees, deep into the soles of the feet. Allow the skull to relax. Let any thoughts of the past, dreams for the future, simply wait at this time. Allow yourself to dwell in presence. To cultivate an appreciation for all of the details in this moment. Let's begin our practice by chanting one big beautiful Om all together. Deep breath in and out, and in. Slowly release the hands to your sides. Let the eyelids slowly and gently open. As you gaze down the tip of the nose. As you breathe in, sweep the arms out to the sides and up overhead, gazing at the thumbs. Exhale the hands to the heart. Again, as you breathe in, circle, sweep the arms around, up overhead. Lifting through the pinkies, and exhale the hands to the heart. One more just like that, following the breath, letting your heart be buoyant. exhaling the hands to the heart. And we'll release the hands to earth about shoulder distance apart. Spread the fingertips wide and let yourself float to your first downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Let the hips float high and allow your body to move here. Move in whatever way feels right, whatever way allows you to fully express your downward facing dog. Allow yourself to be soothed by the sound of your breath, perhaps awakening Ujjayi Pranayama, or the ocean breath, the victorious breath. As you breathe in, step your right foot forward between the hands, keeping your hands on the earth on either side of that right foot, lengthening your body from your heel all the way out through the crown of the head. Let your heart float forward. Let the shoulders melt down the back. Breathe into this space. Allow yourself to feel the earth between your toes. Feel the air between your toes, the earth beneath your feet. We'll take one more breath in here. And with your exhalation, silently let go of one thing that's been weighing on your mind. With your in-breath, either step switch or kick switch the feet, coming into that low lunge with the left foot forward, the right foot back, feeling the arch of the right foot being caressed, massaged by this position. With your next breath out, step back to downward facing dog. Maybe the hips feel a little higher here. You feel a bit more length through the low, low back. We'll inhale, step the right foot forward between the hands, staying on the ball of the left foot. Make your way to Anjaneyasana, maybe bringing the hands to the heart and then sweeping them around and up overhead. Allow your temples to relax. With your next breath in, bend your left knee ever so slightly, finding the strength there. And as you breathe out, step forward to Vrikshasana, tree pose. Relying on that center of balance deep in the belly, deep in the Manipura chakra. As you step straight into this balancing posture. As you breathe in, turn your left knee forward. Catch the instep of that foot with the left hand. And as you exhale, beautifully arch the back into Natarajasana, dancing Shiva. Find the curve in the upper back. As you protect the low back by tucking the tailbone ever so slightly. One more full, beautiful breath here. And as you breathe out, release the left foot, step back to Anjaneyasana. Inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. Exhale to Adho Mukha Svanasana, downward facing dog. Inhale, step the left foot forward between the hands. Anjaneyasana, left side. Toning the legs. You draw your energy toward the midline and then shine out through every pore. Beautiful breath in as you slightly bend the right knee, tapping into the strength there. Exhale, step to tree, Vrikshasana. Shining out through the fingertips, buoyant and bright. We're flying here. As you breathe in, turn the right knee forward, Breathe out Natarajasana, dancing Shiva. Let yourself fully experience the tension that exists in the body here as we draw the foot into our hand with just as much force as we're kicking the foot into the hand. So much potential. I'm going to take one more breath in here. And as we exhale, step back to Anjaneyasana. Inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down to earth. This time we'll exhale and step the right foot forward to meet the left. Uttanasana, standing forward fold. As you inhale, come up halfway, Ardha Uttanasana, heart moving forward. And exhale, fold. Inhale, connect your feet with the earth as you tap into the strength of your legs and rise all the way up to stand, sweeping the fingertips high to the sky. And exhale the hands to the heart. We'll inhale and circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. As you exhale, sink into the hips as you bend your knees, coming to Utkatasana, chair pose. Shoulders melting down the back, heart lifting. The heart is radiant here. Maybe gaze up. Let your fingertips spread as wide as they will. And find some lightness between the toes. Inhale the hands to the heart center. Exhale, twist left. Bring your right elbow to the outside edge of your left knee. Parivritta Utkatasana. Inhaling, lengthening your spine. Broadening the collarbones. And exhaling, deepening that twist. With your next breath in, step your right foot back. Parivritta Anjaneyasana. We stay on the ball of the right foot, finding the length of your body from your right heel all the way out the crown of the head. Feeling that spiral of energy moving up the body, spiraling out the crown of your head. So much potential. Drawing your awareness to wherever you feel that potential in the body, maybe as a little bit of shaking and quaking. As you breathe in, slowly step the right foot forward, staying in your twisted chair. We'll exhale and release our hands down to earth, staying in the twist. Inhale, lengthen the spine. Exhale, Parsva Bakasana, side crane, take your time. Even if those toes just barely inch off the earth, even if they don't even move off the earth, there's so much potential here. Coming back down to the floor. Slowly untwisting and coming to just a ragdoll forward fold. Maybe lift the toes and spread them before softly setting them back down. And with your in-breath, soft knees slowly roll up to stand one vertebrae at a time. Stepping the feet back together, let's inhale and sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale. Chair Utkatasana, bright through the front of the body, melting the back of the body, sinking into the hips, softening into the heels. Inhale the hands to the heart. Exhale, twist right, this time placing the left elbow onto the outside edge of the right knee, remembering always to lengthen. Broadening the collarbones, bringing your shoulder blades toward each other. As you breathe in, step your left foot back, Parivritta Anjaneyasana. Again, lengthening the body, and letting that heart shine toward the sky. Inhale, step the left foot back forward. Exhale, release the hands to earth. Slowly making your way to Parsvabakasana, side crane. Letting yourself surrender completely here. We can't muscle our way into this posture alone. There needs to be the strength, the framework, the dharma, and then at the same time we must have this ability to let go completely as we shift forward into the hands and let the toes float toward the sky. Let your crane land back on earth. Slowly untwisting and make your way to that ragdoll forward fold. Let your head be heavy. Let the base of the skull let go completely. And we'll slowly, with soft knees, inhale, rolling up one vertebrae at a time. As you breathe in, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Shift your weight into your left foot, and as you exhale, make your way to Garudasana, eagle, left side. That means the right leg crosses up and over top of the left, and the left arm rests in the crook of the right arm, so the left elbow is on top of the right as you twist the arms into eagle. Sink into the hips with each exhale, lengthen the spine with each inhale. We'll take one more breath in here, unwinding our right leg. And as you exhale, step that right foot back to Virabhadrasana 1, keeping your arms in eagle arms. Inhale, lifting the front of the body, and exhale, sinking into the back of the body. Maybe allow your head to drop back as you let the arms float up, coming into the curve of the upper spine. With your next inhalation, unwind your arms, sweep them around and up overhead. Exhale, Virabhadrasana 3, Warrior 3. Allowing your right leg, your extended leg, your lifted leg, to become strong, to become weightless, to fly. Now, as you breathe in here, we release our hands down to earth, coming to a little bit of a standing split of sorts. Now, tap into the strength of your left leg as you hop, maybe kicking up to handstand, Adho Mukha Vrikshasana. Use that left leg, even though it may not feel natural. Couple of kicks. Let your heart melt toward earth as you draw the shoulders away from the ears and you gaze between the thumbs. Slowly making your way to forward fold, Uttanasana. Inhale up halfway, exhale fold. Inhale, root into your feet. Use the strength of your legs to rise all the way up, sweeping the arms around and up overhead. Shift your weight into your right foot, and as you exhale, make your way to Garudasana, eagle pose. On your right side, that means the left leg crosses up and over top of the right. The right elbow rests in the crook of the left arm. As you twist the arms around each other, you wrap all of that potential, all of that strength up in the arms, lifting through the heart, softening the shoulders. Let yourself sink into the hips for one more full, beautiful breath. Perhaps the fire in the legs has begun to crackle. One more breath as you unwind your left leg. And as you breathe out, step back to Virabhadrasana 1, Warrior 1. Again, lifting up through the heart center, lift up through the hands. Maybe allow the head to drop back with the in-breaths. And on the out-breaths, let those shoulders soften just like butter melting down the back of the body. We work with so many opposing forces. That's how we create all of this potential in our practice. And in this posture, the front of the body is bright, lifting, buoyant, and the back of the body is grounding. The front of the body is air floating up. The back of the body is earth, grounding down into that left heel. As you breathe in, sweep the arms around and up overhead. As you breathe out, shift forward to Virabhadrasana 3. This time, allow that left leg to be buoyant. Allow yourself to lengthen. Allow yourself to expand beyond your skin. Expand beyond your lungs. Expand beyond your notion of self, your notion of presence, and soak in all that is there. We inhale, reach forward and down to earth. Exhale, let the back of the heart soften. Now, using that right leg, let's kick up or hop up to handstand Adho Mukha Vrikshasana. Allow yourself to be playful here. One thing yoga is not is a contest. There's no rush. Any movement is good. Any movement, any scintilla of this practice is sending us in the right direction towards consciousness, towards evolution. Let's slowly make our way back to a deep forward fold. And as you inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. Inhale, root into those roots of your toes and rise all the way up to stand. Sweep the arms around and up, exhaling your hands to your heart center. We'll slowly make our way down to the earth, legs extended straight out in front of you as you sit on the floor. We'll inhale and circle, sweep the arms around and up overhead. Exhale, hinge from the hips, let your heart lead as you come to Paschimottanasana, double-legged forward fold or the westward facing stretch. Let your inner thighs root to the earth. Let your heart move forward. Let your chin tuck ever so slightly so that you're connecting with this beautiful long line, the back of the body. As you inhale, come all the way back up. And as you exhale, bring your hands behind your seat, placing them on the floor with fingers facing your bum. As you inhale, press the hands into the earth, press the feet into the earth. As you lift through the heart, legs stay straight for reverse plank, allowing the head to drop back, opening the throat, opening the heart, opening the entire front of the body. Let any tension drain out of the crown of the head. With your next exhalation, slowly release the posture, bringing your seat back down to earth. Maybe bend the knees for support as you lower yourself all the way down to the floor. Bring the soles of the feet together as the knees rest, out to the sides, Supta Baddha Konasana, reclined, bound angle. Your hands can either rest on the belly or heart, or on the earth on either side of the body with palms facing up or down. Or for more deepening through the heart, you may wish to extend the arms up overhead, perhaps grabbing opposite elbows with your hands. Let yourself release completely. Let yourself soften through the knees and the hips. Feel that softening through the belly, through the back of the heart. The neck, softening the skull, softening the backs of the hands, surrendering to breath, watching your inhalation as it sweeps up the length of the body. On the exhalation, as it sweeps down the length of the body. And we'll slowly bring the knees back together, rolling to your favorite side. Take your time to bring yourself back to a seated position, a beautiful seat. A seat that extends beyond the bounds of your skin, where your spine is what connects earth to sky. Where your mind encompasses all that is. And nothing at the same time. And a place again where you are consumed with breath. Stay here as long as you like. Every breath is a step in the right direction. With that, I wish you peace in every step, love in every beat of your heart, and presence with every blink of your eye. Until we meet again and always. Namaste.